Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. And KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. For the second straight night, people came to the place investigators found the remains of 23-year-old kidnapping victim Kata Scott to honor her memory. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us mourners released balloons as a tribute.
At 6 p.m. Tuesday, dozens of people came to the vacant Ada Lewis Middle School, the building behind which police found the body of 23-year-old Kata Scott over the weekend. A trumpeter played taps before people lifted white balloons to the sky and released them, which co-organizer Robert Holman says is meant to signify that Scott is an angel.
What happened to Kata could happen to any one of our children. It was something that was just laid on my heart to bring the community together, to show that the family, that we're standing by them, standing with them, standing in prayer with them.
21-year-old suspect Keon King has been charged with kidnapping and arson, among other offenses. Fellow organizer Desiree Whitfield says the fact that he faced kidnapping charges earlier this year, which were later dropped, indicates the justice system does not always serve victims.
It's not okay to drop a case because the victim and the witness did not return.
Kata Scott went missing from her job at a nursing home on October 4th. Police identified her after recovering her body from a shallow grave on Sunday. In East Germantown, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A three-judge federal appeals court panel in Philadelphia is considering whether to revoke bail for a Columbia University student who was arrested for protesting in support of Palestinian rights. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports the Third Circuit panel heard arguments in the case.
The case revolves around Mahmoud Khalil, a legal U.S. resident married to an American citizen who was seized by ICE with no warrant and taken to Louisiana for deportation. A New Jersey judge ordered him released on bail after he'd spent more than 3 months there. The government appealed his bail to the Third Circuit, arguing New Jersey didn't have jurisdiction, but the judges pushed back. His lawyers didn't know where he was, one judge said, asking if they could have waited, knowing, in his words, immigrants are being spirited out of the country in a day or two. Another called the government's argument that the lawyers should have refiled in Louisiana once they found out Khalil was there Kafka-esque. Khalil supporters packed the courtroom and several dozen more waited outside cheering when he emerged.
We are in the fight until the end, and please, this is absolutely not about me. This is about everyone.
The government wants to deport Khalil on the grounds that his pro-Palestinian views compromise a U.S. foreign policy interest. The New Jersey judge who granted bail said the argument was likely unconstitutional. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
It's the 114th day of Pennsylvania's budget impasse. The Republican-controlled state Senate sent a spending plan to the House that they call fiscally responsible, but Democrats call a waste of time and a joke. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The $47.9 billion plan passed on party lines, all Senate Republicans in favor, all Democrats opposed. The lengthy debate, at times heated and passionate, often resorted to partisan bickering and finger-pointing, with Senate Republican leader Joe Pittman blaming Democrats for what he calls the Shapiro shutdown.
If you want to sit down and have an honest conversation about how to get this budget done, a governor gallivanting across the state taking pot shots at members of this caucus doesn't help.
Bucks County Democrat Steve Sanicero volleyed blame back to Republicans, saying House Democrats have passed two plans that each lowered spending the governor had proposed in an effort to find common ground, while Senate Republicans are essentially rolling over last year's budget.
Makes it pretty clear where the responsibility lies on the other side of the aisle. And this proposal today doesn't solve a thing.
Democrats say they want to use some of the $10 billion surplus to grow the economy. Republicans say committing the state to future spending would mean future service cuts and tax hikes. Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Still no relief for riders who rely on SEPTA Regional Rail for their daily commute. Delays and cancellations persisting as the transit agency continues safety inspections of its Silver Liner 4 trains, which came under federal scrutiny after a string of fires earlier this year. KYW Sherrod A. Howard spoke with some passengers to hear how they're coping a few weeks in.
10, 15. It's not like they wanted the trains to catch on fire.
Will Hirschner was one of 20 people waiting on the platform at 30th Street Station for the local to West Trenton. He understands that safety precautions were necessary after the Silver Liner trains caught fire recently, and he wasn't the only passenger packing their patients. And how long was it today?
It was smooth this morning. No problems.
And of course, the reduced cars from 6 to 2, and those delays were frustrating. Jess and George say, like everyone else, they just made adjustments.
Two cars, lots of people, little packed, hard to get to work.
So, you know, I get to work late, I got to call my boss and let him know I'm running late.
And George's secret to managing that frustration, he says, staying informed.
Yes, it's more than understanding. Because of your radio station, we hear about it all day. So we're very educated on behind the lateness that's coming on.
Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.